With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The U.S. national debt hits a record $34 trillion.
The Treasury Department reports the national debt eclipsed the $34 trillion mark several years sooner than pre-pandemic projections. The Congressional Budget Office's January 2020 projections had gross federal debt eclipsing $34 trillion in fiscal year 2029. But the debt grew faster than expected because of a multi-year pandemic starting in 2020 that shut down much of the U.S. economy. The government borrowed heavily under then-President Donald Trump and during the Biden administration to stabilize the economy and support a recovery. But the rebound came with a surge of inflation that pushed up interest rates and made it more expensive for the government to service its debts. Norman Hall, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Biden administration is asking the Supreme Court to allow Border Patrol to cut razor wire along the Texas border. Last month, a federal appeals court ordered Border Patrol to stop cutting the wire. A new poll shows that more Americans think foreign policy should be a top U.S. priority for 2024.
According to the poll conducted in early December, about 4 in 10 U.S. adults named foreign policy topics in an open-ended question that asked people to share up to 5 issues for the government to tackle in 2024. That's about twice as many who mentioned the topic in the same poll conducted in December 2022. Foreign policy is a rising bipartisan concern. About 46% of Republicans named it, doubling the 23% from the previous year. Among Democrats, 34% now list foreign policy as a focal point, compared with 16% from the previous year. Edwin Mora, Washington.
This is SRN News. Parents groups across the nation are fighting to get pornographic materials out of public school libraries. Pro-family advocates say and child psychologists say the stakes are high for America's kids.
If they see sexually explicit materials, it can increase their sexual activity, their sexually permissive attitudes. It can increase sexual callousness.
Teresa Sidebotham is an attorney with the Christian legal group Telios Law.
The fight is over, do the schools have a right to do it? Do the parents have a right to combat it? But everyone should refocus on the actual welfare of children and what is good or bad for them to be looking at.
She advises moms and dads to find out what their kids are reading at school. Now, they don't like what they find. They need to take action. One place to start is with the local school board. Parents can also join a parental rights organization in their state. This is SRN News. Thousands of people sign up for the annual Polar Plunge.
The beach is packed, the water a frigid 45 degrees, give or take. The one saving grace, the sun has been poking out of the clouds. Having gone in myself, I can tell you this is a freezing but refreshing and fun event. Mika Galinosa says it's her first time taking the plunge.
It was so fun, so refreshing. Everyone here is in such a good mood. What a great way to kick off the year.
This polar plunge, like many around the country, is also a fundraiser for a few charitable causes. On Coney Island, I'm Julie Walker.
An Obama-appointed federal judge rules that the conservative group True the Vote did not illegally intimidate voters when they helped challenge the eligibility of voters in Georgia. U.S. District Judge Steve Jones ruled that those who sued did not sufficiently show that any Georgia voter was reasonably intimidated. More at SRNNews.com.